Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. 20-year-old Arcata resident Dylan Arcani succumbed to the injuries he sustained after he fled from a sheriff's deputy who had attempted to pull him over on Samoa Boulevard on Monday afternoon. The deputy spotted Arcana on a Suzuki motorcycle without license plates, and when the lights and siren were activated, Arcani sped away, heading towards Samoa and Arcata at speeds reaching over 100 miles an hour. The deputy lost sight of Arcani, but later found him lying in the road, suffering from major injuries. Arcani, while fleeing, had attempted to drive around a car driven by a 17-year-old Eureka woman who was turning left at Dean Street. Arcani clipped the vehicle and was thrown from the bike. Arcani was taken to the hospital and was pronounced dead in the emergency room at St. Joseph Hospital. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a vehicle versus motorcycle collision on Highway 36 late Monday night that claimed the life of the motorcyclist. The motorcycle was being driven eastbound when the rider allowed his bike to drift into the oncoming lanes, where he collided head-on into a vehicle being driven by a Carlotta woman. The motorcyclist suffered fatal injuries and died at the scene, while the driver of the car escaped the collision uninjured. The cause of the collision remains under investigation, and the identity of the deceased is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. Impairment is being considered of having played a role in that crash. Old dynamite was found in a barn over the weekend. Dan Squire has more.
The County Bomb Disposal Unit was called out to a residence on Chesin Lane in Redwood Valley on Friday afternoon after the property owner reported finding three cases of dynamite in a barn. The dynamite was estimated at more than 40 years old and was determined to be very unstable and very dangerous. After securing the area and over the course of 2 days, deputies with the unit were able to render the dynamite safe enough to be removed and disposed of.
Thanks, Dan. A California Highway Patrol officer responded to a report of a suspected hit-and-run incident on Cal Pack Road in Hoopaw on Monday after a call came in that two children, both 6 years old, who were riding in a small motorcycle, had been hit by another vehicle. The driver of the second vehicle, 19-year-old Justy Maston, was headed northbound on Cal Pack Road when the two children who were riding on public lands crossed into the roadway directly into the path of his vehicle. Maston stopped immediately and went to a nearby residence for help, and both children were taken to the hospital for treatment of minor injuries. The sheriff's office is asking for the public's help in locating a missing woman who was last seen in Eureka in mid-January. 37-year-old Sheila Franks is an adult, white female, 5'5", 120 pounds, with blonde hair and blue eyes, and who's not been in contact with her mother in several weeks. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Board of Supervisors continues its search for ways to close a $2 million budget gap in order to balance the budget for the 2014-15 fiscal year. Part of the challenge involves managing budgetary changes made by the federal and state government. According to County CAO Philip Smith Haynes, changes on a federal level are easy to manage, but changes at the state can have serious local impact.
We're just administering something on behalf of the state, but they tend to like to change the rules of the game from time to time, and that can really have an impact.
Voters have approved a measure requiring the state to provide funds for local government mandates. However, Smith Haynes explains how the problem persists.
The voters didn't actually say you're required to pay those bills. And so what happens as a consequence is that we get exactly that. We get deferred payments and we have claims going back to 2000, 2001.
And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.